Welcome to Your Destiny. Mr. Destiny is Robert Lee Camp, the author of Love Cards and Cards of Your Destiny. In the next 60 minutes, you can learn about your future, your relationships, and maybe even your special place in this world. Come prepared with questions for Robert, and bring your birthday, the magical key that unlocks the secrets of your destiny. If you have questions about somebody else, have their birthday ready as well. For more information, please visit 7thunders.com. That is the number 7 and the word thunders.com. And now, here's Robert.
Good evening, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp. Welcome to the Mr. Destiny radio show on the Internet. Hope you all had a great Monday. It was beautiful here in California today. I think it might have got up to 80 degrees with nice sunshine, and the plants are starting to grow. This is the green time of the year here. Most of the year, it's kind of all the plants are just dead, and it's kind of dry and not real beautiful. But right now, all the hills are green and beautiful, and all the plants are just bursting out with flowers and green grass everywhere. Tonight we have a really fun show. We're going to have more call-in time tonight. We're going to do a celebrity update. We are going to talk a little bit about celebrities, and then we're going to talk about one of my favorite topics, and that is relationships, and all about relationships, really, and how the cards can help us in relationships, how seeing ourselves in the cards and what the cards can reveal about us in relationships is quite fascinating. And many people I've talked to use the system, which is the Cards of Your Destiny system. Many people that I've talked to who are professional astrologers who've been doing it for many years have told me that this system is the most accurate for doing relationship compatibilities of any they've ever used. It's not just the most accurate, but it's the most practical. It's the most useful. It really gives information that you can use and understand about relationships. So this will be a great night for you to call in if you have a relationship question, because we're going to discuss that. And I'm going to open the lines up a little earlier, not right away, but a little earlier. But also you should know that tonight we have 4 lines available. If you go to the website, if you're looking at the page, there are 4 different numbers to call, and you will be put into a queue, and you will be able to get in if you get on the line. So you can call any time and wait, but we're not going to be taking questions or comments until after I've talked about celebrities just a little bit. Okay. Also, we now have archives of our show available. The last week's show is available. And this week's show will be available a few days after the show. And to get to that, you just go to the BVS Radio website and look for the archives link on the left, in the left column. And then once you get to that page, look for the Mr. Destiny show. Click on that link, and you'll see the archives available. You can re-listen to any show that we record here on this station. I don't know if any of you have had time to explore BVS Radio, but there are some fantastic shows on the station, on the many stations here. And Don, the person running this whole operation, is really committed to this being like the top, just the highest quality of technology and content to go out on the web. And I know he's not going to give up till he gets his dream come true. So thank you for being here, and be sure to check out the other great shows that are available to you on this, on the bbsradio.com. So let's start out by talking about some celebrities. I didn't get a chance to talk about this couple last week, and I was going to, but there were so many things going on, I thought we might as well wait and see what's going on. I want to talk about Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. And I say Angelina Jolie first because in her relationship with Brad Pitt, they have a very special connection that places her at the head of the relationship. And she happens to be a king of diamonds, and Brad Pitt happens to be a king of hearts. And they're both kings. And normally, both kings would want to rule. Both kings would really want to be the head of their own domain. And they're both very powerful people. And Brad Pitt, being a king of hearts, he would really like to be the king of the home and absolute king and ruler over how the children are raised. King of hearts, men and women, take their child rearing very seriously. As a matter of fact, once they have a child, that child becomes pretty much the most important person in their life. And so when a king of hearts has a child, especially a male king of hearts, they usually will put the child in front of the spouse. The child will be first, and the spouse will just be the nanny to their child. So keep this in mind, ladies, if you are dating a man or thinking of marrying a man who's a king of hearts, be aware that if you have a baby with that man, he's very likely to subjugate you and demote you to a lower position than his child, whether that's a boy or a girl, either one. Now, in Brad Pitt's case, think about when he was, before he met Angelina Jolie, and he was with Jennifer Aniston, and the issue of having a baby came up, and that's really what broke them apart. You could see that that's what broke them apart. Now, her card happens to be an ace of spades and a nine of spades. And really, most of you probably wouldn't know what that means or anything. And it's okay that you don't know what that means. But basically, I think that Jennifer Aniston could sense that this child was way more important to Brad than she was. Because that would really be true. That would really be true of most people being married to a king of hearts. I think she sensed this, and then she decided to get out before it happened, because I don't think she wanted to be demoted in his life. She liked the relationship she had. But with Angelina Jolie, she's a king of diamonds, and her king happens to be set right next to the king of hearts in the grand solar spread of the cards, which is the main spread we read off of. And she happens to be in the leadership position in this spread. So with Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt cannot lead her. He cannot boss her around, and he cannot be the ruler in the house, even though he wants to be. But when he looks ahead, he sees her, and he finds her extremely attractive and alluring, and they are extremely compatible, actually. These two are very compatible in every sense of the word. But, and here's the big but, he will always have to follow in her footsteps. And if you look at the pictures of those two, many of the pictures that you see published in the magazines and so forth, you'll see her walking in front of him. You'll see her in the dominant position in the picture. You'll see him following her, carrying all the luggage and the kids, which is very unusual. This is not a kingly behavior, you see. But what they both have in common is they both really like, want to have kids, and they really are, really, it's so important to them, this whole family thing. So what are my predictions about these two? Well, I think they're going to be together for a long time. Angelina Jolie, once she gets married, she will tend to stay married for a long time. And she can leave this relationship much easier than Brad Pitt, and Brad Pitt is much more dependent on her than she is on him. He is what I would call a mama's boy. For those of you who were listening last week, we had a long discussion about mama's boys and daddy's girls. And I would call Brad Pitt a classic mama's boy, because he has a lot of insecurity. Even though he seems to be really Mr. Stud and all this, he's actually very, very relationship-oriented and doesn't really feel good not being in a relationship, and has issues that cause him to be insecure about the issue of relationship itself. Angelina Jolie has less of that. King of Diamonds people, King of Diamonds happen to be the only one-eyed king in the deck, and King of Diamonds people tend to be more independent, Look at George Clooney. He's a king of diamonds, and he's never gotten married, and who knows if he ever will get married. They are actually marriageable people, though. It's not like they can't get married, but they're independent. They're very independent. So they may or may not get married in the King of Diamonds case, just because of that level of independence that they have. So my prediction is these two will be together for a long time. However, I got a feeling that at some point, Brad Pitt is going to want to stand up and claim his domain. And if there's a breakup between them, it's going to be an awful thing about the kids. It's going to be a lot of, it will be a lot of fighting about the kids. And unfortunately, I think Angelina would win the fight. Because when you're mooned to somebody like Brad Pitt is, you usually lose the battles you have with the other person. So that's a little thing here about Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. And, you know, you can find a lot of people that are married that where the woman is in the dominant position, and sometimes it works. Madonna and Sean Penn is another classic example. She is a 10 of clubs, and he is a 9 of clubs. And she still says to this day that he was the love of her life. There's an intimacy that you get from the moon connection that is unlike any other, and it's found in more marriages than any other connection. It's found, it's one of the connections that makes people want to get married. So they had that, but Sean Penn never really wanted to be following a woman around, and really I think that's why he left the relationship. Because in that relationship, he never got to really be the man. He never really got to be the lead person. And he needed to have his own domain, like a king. Even though he's not a king, he has that same energy within him in his card. He's a Leo, and Leos need to be the leaders. Of course, Madonna is a Leo, too. So who's going to be the king in that relationship, you see? Okay, so that's a good little hit about some celebrities that we are all familiar with. What we're going to do now is talk a little bit about relationships and how we can use the science of the cards to make choices in the relationships. And wouldn't it be nice if you could just say, tell me who my perfect person is so I can just find them, get together with them, and go on and have a happy life? Wouldn't it be nice if it was that easy? The truth is, though, that it's not that easy. There's a lot of factors involved. And really, the number one biggest factor in a relationship, when I'm looking at two people, if I were talking to you as a client about a relationship, the number one biggest factor is you. What are you about? And how are you in relationship? What kind of baggage do you bring to a relationship? What kind of traits? What kind of patterns? What kind of beliefs? What kind of ways of looking at things do you bring with you? Do you like people of the opposite sex, or are you angry at people of the opposite sex? Have you really learned to love your mother and your father? Frequently, you know, the way we relate to our parents is how we will relate to our partner. You know, so the first thing I do when I look at any relationship comparison, when I have the time, is I get to know the people a little bit. First of all, your birthday will tell me a lot about you. There are some cards, there are some birthdays, and I would say actually there are many birthdays, that just right out of the gate, they have difficulties with relationships. They have difficulties sustaining their relationship. For example, if your birth card is a 3, and it could be any of the 3s. It could be a 3 of hearts, 3 of clubs, 3 of diamonds, or 3 of spades. You have a basic nature that gets bored with things and really likes to have variety. So you could be with somebody and you could meet somebody and be really infatuated with them, and you could fall in love with them. But at some point, you would look around and say, wow, look who else is out there in the world. Look who else I could be with. And this is just a 3 thing. The other thing is that 3s worry a lot. They worry about, am I going to get enough love? Is there going to be enough of everything, money, love, safety, good health in my life? Is there going to be all this stuff? 3s worry about that. So the three person already has some issues going into a relationship that are going to show up in the course of a relationship. And I have met some three people that really I would just tell them, you know, you should never even think that you could get married. It's just not for you. You can have relationships, but don't really try to force yourself into a situation where you're married. Now, I'm not saying that all threes can't be married. A lot of threes do it. A lot of threes do it for a while, and they're happy, but eventually that restlessness and that desire for something different will come in. And there are lots of other cards that have strong three influences in there that are associated with their card, and these people will have very similar traits. And there are other cards that have other issues, like there's cards that have freedom issues. They really look at marriage as being like a prison for them. And so these kind of people, relationship for them is going to be something they avoid. They're going to avoid commitment. They'll want to be with somebody, but they won't want to be anything that's going to hold them down. There's other people that love to have secret affairs. They just love to have secret affairs. And it's not that all of them will have secret affairs, but a good percentage of them will have secret affairs. Even if they're married, they will have secret affairs. Wouldn't it be nice to know who they are? Well, in my book, Love Cards, you can read about people. You can read about this section. There's a chapter in the back of the book on page, actually, I think I wrote the page down here, page 329 in Love Cards, is a whole section about who is marriageable and who is not. And it gives basically every card a rating, a number rating. And the higher the number you get, the more unmarriageable you are. So you can use that as a general guide. Now, it's not the final word, because even a person who's unmarriageable, if they really can look at themselves and understand what's going on inside, what's causing this restlessness or whatever inside them, freedom, they can actually have a relationship and work through that. But the truth is that very few people actually do that. Very few people actually are willing to look at themselves and do the work that it takes in order to have a really good relationship. It's just because it's just so difficult. It's really a difficult thing for somebody to work on themselves that way and have a breakthrough around their personal relationships and how they are in personal relationships. But it's not impossible, and some people do it. Okay? Now, the next thing about being about relationship, if I'm looking at a couple, one of the other first things I'm looking at is, first I look at the two people and I say, are these people, do they have potential for each of them to have a long-term relationship, or are they more suited for short-term relationships? And the next thing I want to look at is, are they available? Is each person available? Now, the word available has a lot of meanings when it comes to relationships. But it's very, very important. For example, if you're married, and no matter if you are actually living away from your spouse, living in a different state, you are not really available for a relationship. I'm going to give you a little list of who is not available, okay, and who is. Because sometimes we think some of these people are available, but they're not. If you're married to somebody, even if you don't see them anymore, why are you married to them? Think about it. Why are you married to them? And are you really available for another relationship? No. You're still holding on to the other person. No matter what your reasons are, and there could be many reasons for this that you have, and they could be good reasons, but face it, if this is a situation for you, you're not available. You might not be available also if you just got divorced or just broke up, because there is a transition period that people go through. And they've actually done sort of research on this, and they've seen a lot of people go through transition. And generally speaking, people in transition will have a transition relationship. They will have a transition relationship. And you'll think that this would be the one. You think this would be one that would go on. But usually transition relationships don't last beyond time of the transition. So if you've just fallen in love with somebody who just got divorced, this transition period can last from 6 months to a year, sometimes longer. You might want to consider that after this is over, you and this person are not going to be together anymore. Because a person in transition just doesn't know what they want yet. They haven't really figured out what they want. They've been in a relationship for a long time. They don't even know who they are as a single person yet. A lot of people breaking up with somebody will immediately jump into a relationship just because they don't like to be alone or they have a fear of being alone. So these people, they're jumping into a relationship, but they're not really being fair to themselves or the other person because they're not really ready for another long-term relationship. People who are married and thinking about getting divorced are not available for relationship. People who are still legally married, but even if they've been separated for 20 years, they're not available for relationship. Those who have an ex that they are taking care of or somehow entangled with, even if they're divorced, let's say you're divorced, and I've seen a lot of men like this. They're divorced for years, but they're still taking care of their spouse, of their ex. The ex still calls them for things. They think they're being a good guy, but this is actually keeping them entangled and not allowing them to go on and have a complete relationship with somebody else. Anyone who's having sex with somebody else at the time that they're dating you is not available for a relationship. And then there's people who just aren't ready for lots of other reasons. And a general thing, too, is that people who are over 40 and who haven't been married, this person is a good likelihood that this person is not going to be the marrying kind of person for whatever reason. There can be lots of reasons, by the way. But if you're thinking of marrying somebody or if you met somebody and you're looking for marriage and they've never been married, they're like over 40 years old, and the older they are, over 40, the less likely it is that they're going to get married. Because if you haven't done it by then, there's something big that's going on inside. There's something big inside that is saying, you know, marriage is not really my bag. Okay? So it's something to really look at. Okay, so we have a caller on line two. Don, can you bring up the caller, please? Okay. Is this Hannah?
Anna. Anna with an A. No Hannah. No H.
Oh, just an A. Hi, Anna. How are you?
Okay. How are you?
I'm good. What can I do for you tonight?
Well, I spent some time before I called in this evening looking at your site. And, I do astrology. I've done it for over 20 years, Uranian astrology and things. But I said, hey, let somebody else, read me and see what they see. I've been going through a little bit of a down phase, I'd say.
Okay,
I was wondering,
cool.
We're going to pull out of this and what's going on with my son who's, in this with me.
Your son? And what's your son's birthday?
His birthday is 12/20/86.
And so can you give me a little background about what's going on with you and your son? Sounds like you have something happening with him.
Well, no. With him, as a person, as a 20-year-old, I have to say he's wonderful. Doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, doesn't do drugs. His true addiction is music. And, the guitar and playing. But we just went through a really, really serious year and a half. I opened up a business with somebody, and this guy owes me like $92,000, and we haven't been paid, and I'm trying to get some of the money that he owes me. And it's just, it's just been a really, really difficult year financially and emotionally.
For you, yeah.
A lot of people that we helped out, we saw their true colors this year. That was a kind of a painful experience. It's always painful when you're helping people out and you're good to people and you're making personal sacrifices and they come back and they do horrible things. That's
right.
Let me
speak to you first, okay? Before I talk about your son. How's that?
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. So,
I appreciate that.
What's that?
I said the Aries in me appreciates that.
Me, humor.
Except I have a lot of Pisces in my chart, so it's really not.
Well, no, you definitely got Aries too, believe me. Yeah, it's a mixture, though. It's funny how a lot of Aries end up with some Pisces stuff too. You know, it's very interesting. But your card is a mixture of Pisces and Aries. You're a Three of Spades and a Five of Diamonds. And the Three of Spades is essentially what we call the artist's card. It's somebody that has a really strong creative urge. Not that you would be necessarily a professional artist, but you could have been if you wanted to. But every Three of Spades is artistic with their life, and they usually have a life that is divided into two. Like, they're usually living two lives at the same time, Three of Spades people. Mm-hmm. This is a general rule of thumb. And one of their biggest, you know, concerns is their health. They worry about their health is one of their major things. They can be hypochondriacs, the Three of Spades. Because the three represents the mind. It's the Gemini nature, and it's applied into spades, which is work and health. See how that works? So it's like having a Gemini bent towards health and work. So there's variety, and there's also worry and indecision. Now, I'm looking at your cards this year, Anna, and I see that you're, by the way, you're in the last period of the year. You're at the end of it in this system. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. You're at the end of this year. You're getting ready to start a new year. And I saw that in this yearly spread that there were some, you know, difficulties, but I also, it seems to me there was protection also for you. There was some protection around you this year. I don't know how I think your experience has been pretty bad from what you say, but I see that there was some financial protection around you this year, and it's still there. It's there until your birthday. You're going into a new year here on your birthday in the system. What I see for you, by the way, this is the Neptune period of the year for you. It began on February 12th, and it goes until your birthday. And it's never a good idea to make any important decisions about new things coming in during your Neptune period of the year, because it's the time of the year when we are most likely to project our wishes into situations that are not realistic. Okay? So your birthday starts, and you actually, as your birthday comes, you're going to notice a shift. Everything shifts on the birthday. Sometimes it doesn't shift all that much, but in your case, I think it's going to shift really in your favor, and I think you're going to be grateful, because what you go into this year is a year of a lot of popularity with the public. Are you thinking of going out more into the public with your work?
Actually, there's been a huge shift with respect to my work. Like I said, I helped somebody open up a business, and, you know, he didn't pay us. My son and I both worked with him. So I'm thinking about doing something new, but I really haven't pinpointed which direction I'm going to go in yet. You know, and I do have health concerns, not the hypochondriac type of health concerns, the type that I have to be very watchful of. You know, my body, I'm 46 years old, and I don't have the physical strength and the stamina that I used to have, and I can't get up and run and go and do like I used to do.
Right.
So I do have to be cautious.
Well, all of
that,
the
so been,
all of the odd-numbered spade cards, the 3, the 5 not so much, but the 3, especially the 7 and 9, usually those are cards that have some karma with health. You know, it's one of the issues that's more present in their life than it is in other cards. But let's talk about this year, because I see some clear indications of where your success will be this year, and it might help you to decide where to go.
Excellent. I would appreciate that.
So where all the good,
I'm looking for a shift.
Okay, all the good things this year are coming from popularity with people, and it's with groups of people. Okay.
Okay.
And you'll notice it. You'll notice it almost immediately after your birthday, that wherever you go, people love you. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So think about how you could utilize that. with what you have to offer people. And it could be your readings that you do, or it could be something else. But that is where your prosperity comes from. The reason I know that is because that card is your long-range card for the year. It's the most important card of the year. But it's also your Jupiter card for the year. It's a double card in your spread, which is unusual. And the Jupiter card is the best card of the year. So this is an Eight of Hearts card, and this means power with people. This can also be used romantically, if you so inclined. You know, if you were looking for a partner, this is the year you get your pick of all the partners. It's a wonderful influence, and it doesn't happen very often. But this is what you have going this year. And I can't say specifically what area to go into, but this is where this, whatever it is, if it has these qualities to it, you'll be successful, guaranteed.
Yeah, I'm more of a behind the scenes person. I have no need to be center stage. I'm more compelled to see people that I believe should be center stage and guide them in that direction. So if anything, it would be something along that lines, whether it's helping musical groups or even my son or other people, you know, in their
field. Well, that would be fine too, see, because this is it's the power of persuasion is what you have at your disposal this year. And it works with individuals as well as groups. It can be used for good effect with groups. And yes, like let's say you were your son's agent, for example. You understand? That would be great. You could do good at anything like that. Anything where you have to talk to people and enroll them or basically promote something to them, you will have success at. Okay?
Well, that's good to know.
Let me tell you a little bit about your son, okay? Your son is a double heart. He's a Jack of Hearts and a King of Hearts. And he is a charmer. You understand?
Yes.
and he likes girls. Okay. And you know, he knows how to get anything he wants from a woman or from men too. You understand? He just knows how to do it. He's the master of people and relationships. Now, he's got a good heart. He wants to help people, but he also has a playboy streak in him. Do you understand?
I do. It's a little odd, though.
Well, it's not a reflection on you or anything. It's just the way he is.
No. The reason I say it's odd is because what I've seen in terms of his behavior and his life is, you know, girls are secondary to him. His thinking is, I have to get my life together. I have to do something and be somebody because I don't have anything to offer. You know, before you start thinking about a girl, you need a car, you need a nice house, you need to have
a
job, you need to have money. They cost money. So that's not
that's
really his focus, nor has it been.
Right. Well, you know, I'm not saying that it is yet, but it's not like it's going to be his main focus.
It will be.
But it could be because he's... Once he realizes how much power he has over women, I think he's going to utilize that for his success. I don't think he's really got it yet, just how much they adore him. Do you understand? Some men just have
to charm.
Pursue
him.
Right.
Yeah. They pursue him.
He doesn't really get, though, that how much power that is for him. He doesn't really understand that's, you know, what that really brings him yet. But when he does, I think he might start utilizing it. Okay? And I'm looking at
doing anything with his music.
I don't see any reason why not. He's going to meet somebody though soon this year, and that's going to be the big theme of the whole year for him. He's going to have a significant relationship coming in a month or so. Okay, you'll see.
he was in the studio today with someone.
I do see success, though, for him. I see a lot of success, and he should be really pushing in his career because he's got great influences this year. There's nothing stopping him this year. So tell him to go for it.
Do you see me getting some of the money that's owed to me perhaps this week? Or?
You're in Neptune right now, and it's hopes and fears time, and it's all about fear of losing money. It's phone. That's what you're dominated by right this moment. And there's no indication here whether you'll get it or not. There's a possibility, but because it's Neptune, we never know for sure. It's just something you have to go through. You know, after your birthday, all this unclarity is going to clear up around the whole thing.
Well, thank God we only have another month.
Yes, exactly. So, Anna, thank you so much for calling. It was great talking to you.
Well, thank you, and thank you for your efforts on the show. Thank you.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I'm glad a fellow astrologer joined in. Thanks for joining.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we have somebody on line four that I'd like to talk to next. Don, if you can bring her in, that would be great.
Hi, this is Pam. Robert?
Yes.
Hi, this is the Aroma Ray.
This
Hello?
Is who?
Yes, my name is Z. You probably know my name.
Oh, you know, I'm having a lot of trouble hearing you because there's a lot of
you
static.
You know what, I need to turn off. I think I have
them
online right now, so I need to
shut
that down.
Turn off the radio, yes, please.
Hold on. Can you hear me now?
I can still hear you, but I'm still getting a lot of static.
Is this better?
Better, yeah. I don't know what that noise is that comes in there. It's really loud noise.
Was I supposed to turn you off from online?
No, you just have to turn the speakers down, I think.
I turned it off.
Do you have is your phone internet an internet phone?
No, I'm using my
okay.
cell phone right now.
Now, is your name V or Z? I couldn't hear you.
My name is Zaiya Aromire.
Oh, okay, Zaiya, okay.
I can't pronounce it.
That's okay, Zaiya. What can I do for you tonight?
Yes, I wanted to know as far as my profession. Right now, I moved out from one state to another, and I've been in the new state for some time, and I'm having some difficulty finding employment in my profession. I'm an IT professional, and I wanted to know if you can, you know, tell me anything that's going on for this year. I have a birthday coming up soon in May.
Well, you know, isn't your birthday September 22nd?
Pardon?
What's your birthday?
No, May 22nd.
Oh, May 22nd. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
Don took it down wrong. He thought it was September.
No, it's May.
In 1954?
Correct.
Okay. Hold on 1 second, okay, because I need to look you up.
Okay.
You're an IT professional.
Right.
Okay. I've been an IT professional before, so I know that business, you know.
Well,
and I enjoyed it. It was good money and good work, and you know, it gets kind of boring sometimes, but otherwise it was okay.
Oh yeah, it pays to learn some.
It looks to me like you're going to get a job soon. I mean, I don't see any problem here. Have you been having trouble finding one?
Well, yeah, kind of. What it is, I just moved to another state, and.
Uh-huh.
The majority of the jobs are someplace else, so it would require me to get up and start moving around. I was trying to stay put.
Yeah, well,
I
don't know. You might have to move around. I don't know. It doesn't really tell me that here, but it does tell me that you're going to get something.
Okay.
You know, it's better if you can move around, because that kind of business, it's a great freelance business, but you got to be willing to travel a little bit usually.
I know.
Unless you get settled in with one company, you know. So.
Story.
Yeah, exactly. You probably like your independence a lot.
Yes.
By the way, your card is a Ten of Clubs, and you can do anything.
Okay.
You can do anything. I think you'd be better off in a teaching position.
Okay.
I think you'd have more satisfaction teaching than actually doing the work.
Mm-hmm.
So you might want to consider that for your long-term plans.
Okay.
What would be more satisfying to you?
Okay.
Okay?
Now also
just consider that as an option.
Okay.
All right, Zaiya?
Oh, well, I did have one more question as far as relationship. I'm in a Brad Pitt-Madonna relationship.
Uh-huh.
My boyfriend's a 9 of Clubs. I'm a 10 of Clubs.
Yeah, so you get to boss him around. What else is new?
Okay.
He likes it though, doesn't he?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he likes you. But, you know, so is there any problem?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so.
No.
I'm sure he really likes you, because when a man is moon to a woman, he just adores her. You know?
Say that again?
The man who is moon to the woman just adores the woman.
Okay.
So isn't that nice for you?
Yes, it is.
But you got no problems in that area, Zaya.
Okay.
No worries.
All right.
Alrighty, so just think about your job until your birthday. That's your main thing right now, okay?
Okay,
get that
you think
going.
It'll be before the birthday?
I think so, yes.
Okay.
I really do.
So much.
Okie doke.
I appreciate it. Good night.
You're welcome, Zaya. Have a nice evening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was interesting that she called, because there we are. There we have Madonna and Sean Penn. Now, they're not the same sun signs necessarily, but the connection was there. And I'm sure she enjoys the benefits of being the sun person in the relationship, who gets to basically call the shots and say, this is what we're going to do, this is what we're not going to do. The bad part of that is that the sun person then has all the responsibility, and I hope you're still listening, Zaya, you have all the responsibility for where is this relationship going. You have this responsibility now, so you have to be the one that says, hey, this is what we're going to do, and be really clear about it so that the relationship will do well. That's your job now, because you're wearing the pants, okay? Okay, so let's have our next caller, which is, I think it's Deanna Scott on line 3. Is this the Deanna Scott? Now, Deanna Scott is a client of mine, and she doesn't listen to me anymore, so it's, you know, what are we going to do?
Can you not put my personal business out to Robert, please?
Hey, you called. This is you get to be exposed here, because you called, you know?
I know. I get to use your services for free. How lucky do I get, you know?
So what kind of question? I know you have, like, a girlfriend question, so what is it?
No, I don't. I'm not at rest. I'm trying to finish something this year. I'm trying to, you know, as far as either writing or life coaching,
uh-huh.
I'm trying to, because during my Mercury period, that's when I get all these ideas and get motivated. At least seeing during that Venus, Mars, somewhere through there. I wonder if I was going to actually finish something up this year.
Well, you know, your result card is a 3 of clubs, so it looks like you're going to.
Okay.
You know, I mean, that's a really strong sign.
Okay.
And you got a king of clubs environment, so you could get published.
Okay.
I mean, you got everything you need here to do it.
Okay.
And you got a 5 of spades long range. That means you're moving on.
Okay.
You know, you're heading out. So you got it handled, I think.
That's what I was thinking.
And you know, I'm sure that because you're a 3 of clubs, you have second and third thoughts and so forth. You know, it's natural.
Yeah.
But stick with the decision you made when you were feeling really good.
Okay.
And really in touch with what you really love to do and want to do.
Okay.
You know, just remember that, like, paste it on your computer screen. Write it on your palm so that when you get, you know, undecided about it, you remember, hey, yeah, this is what I really thought about when I was really feeling clear and open and loving and great.
Right.
That'll help you get through the uncertainty phase, you see.
Okay.
Writing will be so good for you. It'll be so right on, because you are a 3 of clubs. Ruling card.
Like you said, we get bored with things so quick. So those threes, it's a battle, but that's... But when you're someone who's constantly trying to reflect on your life and trying to do that, you know, I'm confident on it. So we're going to get through it this year.
Yeah.
On that deal. Okay. That's
well, great. Deanna, it's nice to hear from you, and thanks for calling in on the show. Appreciate it.
You too, and I'm happy about the show. I'm going to be listening every time you're on, okay?
Oh, that would be wonderful. Thank you, Deanna.
Okay. All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We have now, I think, a woman named Dawn on line one. Is she still here? Is Dawn here?
Yes.
Hello.
Hi, Mr. Camp.
Hi, Dawn.
Hi.
Do I have your birthday correct? Is it December 13th, 1975?
Yes, you do.
Oh, cool. Okay. What can I do for you?
I have a relationship question. I'm a Five of Clubs, which is one of the unmarriageable cards. And
indeed
I met
it is.
Someone who's also... Yes, and I met someone who's, I think, also one of the unmarriageable cards. But I just wanted to know how we could access some of the strengths. His birthday is March 11th, which is a Queen of Diamonds.
Uh-huh. What year is he?
77.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, okay, so both of you are actually about 50-50 marriageable because your ruling cards are marriageable.
Oh, okay.
So that's a little benefit to you, you know.
Yes.
The fact that, you know, you have, it's you have to look at both cards to be get the whole picture. The Seven of Diamonds, which is your ruling card, does like to have family. Okay?
Okay.
The Five of Clubs card is not so interested in that. You understand?
Right.
Now, his Queen of Diamonds is, he really wants relationships. He has a lot of insecurity. Queen of Diamonds has a lot of insecurity.
About commitment or?
They're insecure about being alone and stuff and being abandoned and all that.
Okay.
Now I know that. I'm a Queen of Diamonds.
Oh. What's your ruling card?
Oh, I'm an Ace of Diamonds ruler, which is the other problem card.
Ace.
He's much more marriageable than I am because Queen of Spades will get married and stay married. Now, you have a moon connection. Did you know that?
Yes.
Very nice. You know, that feels good. So there's potential for you, too. I don't know, how does he deal with you being a Sag, though?
Does he in your relationship and... So far, everything's been okay. I mean, he thinks that I'm funny, and, you know, he thinks I'm outgoing, but I think he does think I'm unpredictable at times.
Well, aren't you?
Yes. No, I am.
Well, Sagittarians, you know, they just kind of do things without notice, you know. And they do like to just go out and just try things. Now, you're a five, and fives will just try stuff. You know, other people will think you're crazy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You're aware of this, right?
So, yes.
So what do you want
in a
relationship?
Yeah, I travel a lot.
Oh,
I'm
you
sorry?
Travel a lot. So have you figured out what you want yet in a relationship?
Yes, I'm ready for a committed relationship right now. And one of the major problems is that he lives in a different country, so... I didn't know if you saw, like, a move for me.
He lives in a different country?
Yes.
Good job.
I know.
Oh, I love that. I've done that before. It's so great.
Yeah,
when you really don't want to
kind of get.
Yeah, right. When you really don't want to have somebody, you fall in love with somebody who's, like, 3,000, or in your case, probably 8,000 miles away.
That's right.
That's great. Well, I don't know. You know, like... He's showing up in your spreads like he's going to be around for a while. And he's got a lot of nines after his birthday coming up here. So maybe he will pack up and go. What does he say?
Oh, you think he may pack here, come here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or would you rather go there?
No, I want him to come here.
Oh, okay. Well, it looks like he will. Everything I see here looks like he will. Now... Wait till after his birthday because he's in la la land right now, okay?
Okay.
He's in Neptune period and he doesn't know yes from no right now. Nobody does in Neptune. They even though they might say something, you can't count on it being real because it's such a strong illusion influence, the Neptune period, okay?
Okay.
So don't make any big decisions until after his birthday.
And okay. How long after, I mean, how long into his birthday after his birthday, is it good to, like, when you start getting clear, is it the day of your birthday?
Well, you know, give it a week. I mean, give it a few days, you know, but it'll be pretty immediate, okay. But give it a few days.
My other question was with your galactic cards, when you were talking about the galactic moon and the galactic cards, when you look at someone's card, and
mm-hmm.
I, like, look at my card, do you still read those like you would in the love cards, looking at the compatibilities between them?
Well, no, they're not significators of
okay.
you. Like, your cosmic moon is not a significator of you. I think I mentioned in the article that if you were a Cancer, you could try that one on for a ruling card.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not a Cancer,
right.
So
no.
You're a Sag. So.
The
only ones that are significators are the Five of Clubs and the Seven of Diamonds and their karma cards.
Okay. And then with my Seven of Diamonds and Jupiter, I was wondering when Jupiter and Pluto come together in, like, the November, December, what's the best way I can access the prosperity of the Seven of Diamonds?
Well, that particular influence is not going to be on right on your sun. Okay, you are born December 13th, so you're
mm-hmm.
probably about 22 degrees of Sagittarius sun. Okay?
Okay.
You follow me? I mean, every sign has 30 degrees in it,
mm-hmm.
and that conjunction is not going to affect you necessarily, because it's not at the same degree as your sun sign. But anybody can take advantage of that connection by launching a business during that time period. You follow me?
Yes.
By launching a new enterprise. And I haven't published the exact dates yet, but I imagine I will before that time comes. But you can basically count on maybe, you know, it'd be up to you, but you could say, well, if I have a new enterprise, let's say you have a new enterprise that you want to get off the ground, if it can be launched on one of those days that I'm going to give out. Because astrologically, Jupiter and Pluto conjunct is the number one biggest money aspect there is.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Bill Gates has that in his natal chart. You know?
Right. But in my birth chart, I have Seven of Diamonds and Jupiter.
Yes, you do, and you will have a lot of money in your life. You have a lucky, you have a green thumb for money.
So
and
what's
it won't
the
be
best
hard.
Way
it won't
to?
Be, you won't have to work hard for it, Dawn. You understand?
Well, I don't feel like I do, but I just want to, you know, do the things that, you know, on the high side of the card to just keep the, you know, like a positive amount of money flowing.
Well, you know, you could, that money of yours, that money karma, you have good money karma. Money will just be given to you. Can you handle that?
Yes, I can.
Okay, because you got to be able to handle it. Some people can't handle people giving them money. They think there's something wrong with it, or afraid they're going to owe somebody something. You have to be willing to allow the money to come to you. It could come through a business partnership or a lucky investment, or it could come through a marriage or anything. There's a lot of ways, an inheritance, but lots of money will be yours. It's not showing up like it's going to happen right this year, but it might, because you have a Ten of Diamonds long range, so there's possibility for it, you know. There's a possibility, but it's not necessarily going to happen this year. It could, you know, it just depends. You're still, you're 31 years old. It should happen soon. Okay?
Okay, so is there, for this year, what are the two things that I should concentrate on? With the Ten of Diamonds, the long range, I also have a King of Hearts.
You
for the
have,
displacement.
Let's see, hold on. You have a King of Diamonds, you have a Ten of Diamonds, and you also have an Eight of Spades long range in your other card spread.
For the planetary ruling cards?
Yes, those are your two long range cards. So this is definitely a year to launch a business. Have you launched a business? Or are you thinking of launching a business?
I would like to have my own business, but I don't have any business plans in the works right now.
Well, you will. In your Mars period, which starts on March 28th, you're going to start something new. It's going to be with somebody else, but it's going to be a new business thing. And that's going to make some money for you. You're going to make some money real quick. So make go for something big when the time comes. You see?
Okay.
Go for something big. Don't settle for something small. Go for something that has a big upside to it. That's
okay,
my advice to
start.
You based on the cards that I see here. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Dawn, thanks for joining us on the show, and hope maybe you'll call in and let us know how you did.
I will. Thank you, Mr. Camp. Enjoy
right,
your night.
Take care. You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I think our next caller is Peter on line 4. And we're getting close to being out of time, but we're going to go a little over tonight and have a little more fun. So if you're still thinking of calling in, we might be able to get you in. Is Peter available?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Peter, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm great.
So I'm back for a little bit more. I called you last week, and I want some more information from you, actually.
Well, why don't you go buy my book, Peter?
I have your book.
Okay, cool.
I want to hear it from you.
Okay, so is your birthday February 1st, 1971?
It is.
Okay, so what can I answer for you?
I want to know more about my year, and just kind of what you see about stuff that I'm here, things I need to be aware of, and just possible relationship opportunities and stuff like that. Does that make sense?
Okay, yeah. Well, you've got this year, you've got several threes in challenging positions.
Okay.
And you have a basic uncertainty about relationships. Do you know that?
I guess kind of.
You have a freedom thing.
Okay.
Are you aware of that at all? Or?
Yeah, I definitely enjoy my freedom and my independence.
Right. So, and that plays a role in your relationships, and that can cause you to have some, you know, unpleasant experiences in relationships.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Kind of. I guess my hope is that I'm going to find something that makes me a little bit more certain.
So you think that the solution is finding the right person?
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of like what we're taught, I guess, at times.
Yeah. Well, you know, there is some truth to that in the sense that there are certain people that we would feel a certain way about, and it might cause us to be more attracted to them and not want to leave them, you see. But still, if we have issues like around freedom or uncertainty or whatever, those will still crop up, and it's best if we deal with those before, see, because then your relationship has a much better chance of survival. The reason I say this to you is because this year is going to be for you some lessons in that area. You're going to see how your uncertainty plays out in the area of relationships.
Okay.
You know? And it's going to be good because this is it. This is the education you're craving. You understand?
Yeah, it is.
Because you want to really get to the place where you can have a great relationship. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And so this year, I think for you, is going to be a lot. I mean, you're going to have this certain charm this year. Okay? The year just got started. But you'll notice that you're going to have a lot of people interested in you.
Okay.
And you're going to have to learn, like, there's a price to pay when you have too many people in your life. Or on your mind. Okay?
Okay.
And then, you know, after this is over, you know, if you learn what you need to learn, then it's very possible you could have an ideal relationship. There's a part of you that's marriageable and wants to have a relationship. And there's another part of you that is afraid of losing your freedom and so forth.
Hmm.
You know, the freedom thing is, it's a fear, you know.
Yeah.
It's a fear that, you know, like, oh, my God, if I'm with that person too much, I might start looking like them, or they may stop me from doing what I want to do, or whatever, you know.
Yeah, I definitely don't like to be held down or have to ask permission to do anything. You know, when I want to do something, I want to do something, and that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, but see, when you're in a relationship, you have another person that you have to think about, Peter, you know.
Yeah.
It's not just you anymore. It has to be that you're doing things together.
Yeah.
And that's the rub right there. That's the rub. So that's the story I have for you.
Okay, so relationships this year are going to be key for me.
You're going to have a lot of relationship stuff going on, and you're going to be learning some valuable lessons around your own uncertainty.
Okay.
And your variety thing. You know, I mean, even after, I'm a card that has a lot of issues around uncertainty and variety. And even after I met somebody that I was really, really satisfied with, those issues still popped up for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they were, those wheels were still turning in me, you see, because I got them going for so long.
Yeah.
You see? So, but it's not going to be bad, Peter. This is not going to be hard, okay? I mean, it's not going to be something that really hurts you or anything. It's just going to be like lessons you learn, and then you'll be able to get more knowledge of yourself with which you can make, you can have anything you want, Peter. There's no doubt about that.
Well, that's good to know.
You know? Yeah.
Do you see any movement or any change in, like, where I live, anything like that this year?
Well, I'm not seeing a lot of influences for change. Well, I do actually see you could probably move in April, possibly. But that's not, it's not like a huge significant change, you know.
I mean, like moving like a couple miles away, not like moving out of state or anything.
It doesn't appear to be something as big as moving out of state. It looks more like a move to another place.
Okay.
That's what it looks like.
And last week you had mentioned something about my career kind of shifting, and I guess I just, you know, wanted you to elaborate more about that.
Well, you have a 9 long range of 9 of diamonds, and that often means that it's a year when you're completing.
With what? I'm sorry?
You're completing. All of what you were doing before is coming to an end.
Okay.
Prepare for a new beginning and to follow.
Okay. I guess I kind of have to figure out what that is.
Well, you'll just see, you know, as things go along this year. You'll see how things go. But 9 of Diamonds also can bring wishes, like things you've wanted for a long time could also show up in your life.
Okay.
Okay, Peter, I'm going to have to go.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you for calling back in again, okay?
All right, thank you very much.
All right. Have a nice evening.
You too.
Okay, we're going to have 2 more callers, and then we're going to end the show. And first, I think we have a guy named Nick. Is Nick here still? And if we don't find Nick, let's put Alex on, because I know Alex. We can have Alex and...
Well, if Nick isn't going to respond, we're going to cut him off the air.
Yeah, let's have Alex come on then.
Nick? He's not talking, so we're going to talk.
Okay,
him off
so
the
just
air.
Cut him off and put Alex on the on.
You got it.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Alejandro.
I think,
oh, can you hear me?
I think Alex hung up and this person just called back on their line.
Okay, who is this? Who am I speaking to?
I guess they're not going to answer. Is there a call?
I heard a voice there for a minute,
yeah.
A female voice.
Yeah, I guess odd, huh? Well,
I tell you what, let's play that commercial and see if anybody calls right back, and then we'll try one more time.
You got it.
Okay, so we're going to have a short break here, and we'll come back, and if there's any more callers, we might take another call or two.
For centuries, the information was kept hidden from society, preserved by a secret order, instructed never to reveal this esoteric knowledge until the world was ready
until a time when this information could do the most good to benefit mankind. And now this information has finally been revealed, the fabled Book of Destiny, with information about every aspect of your life. And now you can make use of this information for your highest good. You can discover just why you are here and where you are going. Who are you most compatible with? When will you move? When will you change jobs, find love, and get married, and make the most money? All of this information and more is now available to you in two books, The Cards of Your Destiny and Love Cards by Robert Lee Kemp. These books are available in any bookstore, physical or virtual, but if you order them from SevenThunders.com, you will also receive a special report entitled, When Will You Become a Millionaire? This special report will tell you the times in your life when you are the most likely to experience massive financial success. To get both books, which teach you how to do these readings for yourself, step by step, plus this one-of-a-kind report at a special discounted rate, just point your web browser to SevenThunders.com. That's the number 7 and the word thunders.com. Look for the link talking about the radio show special. And within days of ordering, you will receive everything you need to do readings for yourself and others. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed for your money back. And now, back to our show.
Okay, welcome back to the show, and we did manage to find Nick again, I believe, and so we're going to try to get Nick. I want to get Nick on because he's got a very unusual birthday, so
hello.
Let's see if we can get Nick. Hello? Is this Nick? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is this Nick?
Yes, it is.
Okay, Nick, is your birthday really January 1st?
Yes, it is.
1972?
Yeah.
Okay, so what would you like to know tonight? What would you like to hear about?
Well, I have a question about a relationship I'm in. His birthday is April 24th, 1980. And he's in the military, and he just moved from D.C., where we were both living, to Pensacola, Florida. And I'm trying to figure out whether it would be a good move for me.
So your name is Nick, but you're a girl, right?
Yeah, Nicoletta. Nobody can pronounce it.
Well, that's interesting because your card is the King of Spades.
Yeah.
And that's the most powerful card in the whole deck.
So I've been told.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's rare because, just for the benefit of our listening audience, the King of Spades is one of the cards that only has one birthday in the whole year. So it's kind of rare when you meet one. So it's a little exciting for me, even after all this time, to meet a King of Spades. So thanks for being on the show, Nick. And your boyfriend is a Ten of Clubs and a King of Spades. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, and you are his.
I wonder if the fact that we're both kind of stubborn is going to be a big problem.
Well, you know, it could be. Who gets to be the boss in this relationship? I don't know.
I kind of prefer it if neither of us were. Is that possible in a relationship like ours?
Yeah, it's possible. But, you know, you're both kings, and so you're both going to want to have some domain and where you're the absolute ruler.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So it might take a lot of communication to be able to you know, like have that openness between each other to talk about it and say, you know, listen, you can be the boss of this area, but I got to be the boss of this area. You know what I mean?
That makes sense.
Yeah. And as long as you can do that, it should be good because, you know, you're his Venus card. You're what he loves.
Awesome. Well, that sounds good.
Yeah.
How would a move look for my year? I've been working for the same company for the last 10 years. I own my home for the last 10 years, kind of a big, scary move to go all the way down there.
Well, you know, you're one of the three cards in the deck that we call fixed, and moves and changes don't come easily to you once you get, like, settled in somewhere. But actually, you have a lot of influences for that this year, and I would recommend it.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you've got all kinds of nines and fives this year. So, well, nines, really, especially. So it looks to me like you're really done there, you just don't know it.
I'm what?
You're really done there.
I'm really done, yeah, okay, that makes sense.
You know, like, you really have already done what you came to do there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's not like you have to hurry or rush or anything, you know. It may take you the rest of this year to really leave there in the best way possible.
Right.
Okay? You don't have to, like, all of a sudden do it right off to tomorrow or something.
Okay, yeah, that was what I was worried about. I kind of thought I'd have to leave in the next month.
I don't think so. No. I think whatever happens this year, it's going to culminate in you being gone by your next birthday, but there's no rush to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That helps a lot. Thank you so much.
All right. It's nice to meet the King of Spades. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Now, I believe we have one more caller. And who would that be?
That would be Justin.
Justin. And Justin, what's your birthday?
June 26, 88.
And do you have a particular question to ask me?
No, actually, I am pretty much curious.
Okay.
I'm quite intuitive myself, and basically seeing what you could pick up.
Okay. You are your birth card is the Queen of Clubs, in case you don't know that, and that's called the most psychic card in the deck, the Queen of Clubs. You also, though, you have a lot of ability in the business realm, whether you know that yet or not.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of Queen of Clubs get involved in very large scale businesses that make a lot of money. Okay?
Yeah.
So don't rule that out for yourself.
Uh-huh.
Keep your mind open to that possibility. Okay? You're also a five of spades. We have two cards, most of us, and yours is the Queen of Clubs and five of spades. And the five in you is very restless and likes to travel and do things. Okay?
Yeah, I just actually recently moved.
Well, I would imagine you're going to move again, by the way, this year. You're definitely going to move again.
Yeah, I've already got that pretty much picked out, except for the exact date, because that's undecided anyway.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't think it really matters when you move this year.
Yeah, it's not top priority.
But it's going to happen. You might take several trips this year, too, because you have such a strong five influence this year. I mean, not only are you a five, but you have a couple of fives in very prominent positions. But what's your relationship status?
I'm currently with someone.
Uh-huh, and what's their birthday?
August 18th, 87.
Okay, well, this person is a lot more solid and stable than you are.
In some respects.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, you guys are young still, you know, so it's a little early for some of these traits to show up in a more pronounced way. But this other person is an Eight of Clubs. That's a fixed card, and they're a Leo, which is a fixed sign. So this person is a lot less changeable than you are. You understand?
Yeah.
Even though it may not show up just yet, when they mature, that's going to be a prominent trait of theirs. Very steady, very solid, very stable.
I can see that.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is a good year for you to make some money. So I don't know what you're doing to make money, if anything, but this will be a good year for you to make some money. So think about something you could do, because you got a great influence for it, especially in August. That's your big month for money this year.
Uh-huh.
Think about something you could get going that could bring in a lot of money during that the month beginning in August and part of September, too. And see what happens. See the magic. Watch the magic happen. You have an Eight of Diamonds in Jupiter. That's one of the best money cards. So,
yeah.
When we see these, we try to take advantage of them.
Yeah, I seem to get my pentacles quite often.
Uh huh. Oh, good. Good. Yeah.
Pentacles and staves seem to be flocking recently, and swords, more or less.
Oh, I see. So you read the tarot.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I used the tarot for a long time. This, you'll find, is a little more objective and usually more accurate.
Yeah.
See what happens, though. The pentacles for you in this system come in August and September.
Okay.
They're really good pentacles. But you have to plan for them now. You have to get things rolling now so you can take advantage of that.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Sounds good.
All right, Justin, I appreciate you calling. You're our youngest caller so far.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks a lot for calling. Good luck to you.
Uh-huh, thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Take care. Okay, we're going to end our show now. If you guys want to listen in, we're going to play one of my songs just to end the show. It's called Sri Ram. It's a song I wrote that's basically a song that's basically extolling the virtues of Ram, which is one of the Hindu gods, and he was the god that ruled the heart chakra, and he was an incarnation of Vishnu, and his wife was named Sita, and this song has Sita Ram in the chant. Can we hear that song, Don? And everybody, I'll see you next week. Invite your friends to come and bring their questions, and we'll have a great show next week. Thank you all for coming tonight.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Rama, Ram He Sita Ram He Hanuman Lakshmana Ram He Raja Ram Jai Jai Ram Radhe Shyam Raghupati